Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's very rare that we promote rival shows on the same night. But since they're 5 hours apart, it doesn't matter.
Different times.
Nah, man, we're going head-to-head on this one. Right up against each other.
That's right.
You make your choice.
That'd be Greg Warren, who's going to be at the Looney Bin in Wichita. And welcome back to the show, Dan Cummins, who's going to be at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Now, I was mentioning off the air that since headliners never see each other. And you guys haven't seen each other, what, in 10 years?
1984.
Man, wow. You were feet eye in 84.
No, but you don't see, just pass.
So the last time you guys saw each other,
in high school.
You worked together somewhere, right?
I think.
Or you just saw each other.
I'm trying to remember if it was St. Louis or where.
You've both been headliners.
I probably came out and saw your show in St. Louis or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Or bumped into each other maybe in another radio show.
People always assume the headliners run around, but they never see each other.
Yeah.
They're always on the road headlining their own shows. And Dan's at the Funny Bone Omaha, which is through Sunday this weekend,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
And, of course, and Greg's at the Looney Bin in Wichita. Our home in Wichita is T95. So glad to have you all back. Colleen's here. You miss Anthony Bourdain.
I did.
I know.
I'm saving it. I haven't listened yet.
Don't show
yet.
Me that finger or that hand.
I'm saving.
He was cool. Of course he's cool.
He's the coolest.
Yeah, he is pretty cool. If you had a choice, Jagger.
Oh. Or
Jagger. Tone. Jagger in 1979. Oh. Bourdain now.
Now. Tony.
Okay, over Jagger?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Over Jagger?
Yes. Wow. Because he could make her dinner afterwards.
yeah, that's true.
That's
okay.
Good point, man.
He'd provide a snack.
And
Mick
dinner.
Would say,
okay, you're looking now.
Your daughter.
All right. I thought you picked Jagger.
No.
Well, how about.
Look how I've matured.
Well, that's what I mean. You're matured now. How about you and Jagger in 1974, you and Anthony Bourdain now? It's 1974 to you, and Jagger. That's my favorite Jagger period. The long hair, mid 70s Jagger. That's you and Jagger. Then
sounds like you know Tyler's choice.
You and I know my choice. I like Bourdain, but I'm but my choice is Springsteen actually. But go ahead.
Yes, I would pick
one.
Mick in 74, right. Hoping that afterwards we could have tea with Keith.
All right, there you go. All right.
Probably thanks for doing that, because he was going to keep going. To different. Okay, Jagger in 65.
I would have done it.
Seeger in 81.
No.
Seeger was big in 81.
Hagar in 85.
Okay. I was going to get creepier. All right. But now we know Cummins, he wants Hagar in 85.
I take Jagger now just for the story.
You're right. We've always talked about that.
If I get to be behind.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm the
sure.
Anyone for the bit. Anyone right, famous right. Just for the bit. Just
oh,
for the star.
Oh, yeah. I'd leak that video.
Right. Well,
you know, it has
that
weird
started,
fam,
that but... started because Todd said he wants to do Precious.
Gabrielle Sidibe.
Yeah.
That's weird that you would volunteer that one.
I know. Well, it is weird.
Because she's known, but she's not terribly famous.
Well, she was famous from the movie Precious.
Is that when you wanted to do
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like yesterday. No. He was like, no, hey, no. Remember that movie Precious? Yeah.
Well, she was
in there.
She was real top of mind. Okay. The height of her popularity.
Sure. Okay, that makes more sense.
Sure.
I thought it was just now. I thought I was okay.
None of us agreed on that.
He likes pillow tops.
Right. Yeah.
What's that?
You like pillow tops.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Craig, who would you do in 74?
All of them.
All right, everybody.
Yeah.
Warren Haynes. You do Warren Haynes now.
Oh, yeah. I almost
sloppy.
Did the other day.
You offered yourself up to Warren Haynes.
I did.
You said, no, I'm straight.
No.
You said, no, I'm
he
not
said,
an old
He said, hang
dude.
Out after the show, and I said, hey, it's too late.
I got to get up.
74, I feel like just Laurel Canyon, just the whole run.
That's its whole run.
Just,
right.
Just no pants and just walk up the hill, and whatever happens, happens. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be perfect. Craig? Not another day.
Let's see. Well, it's the end of the month.
Yeah, it's August 31st.
Let's see what we were... What were we celebrating this month? We celebrated National Sandwich Month this month.
Yeah, it was good.
And
yeah.
Whatever month that was,
August. Right. Yeah. It's Greg Warren's birthday today.
Congratulations to Greg Warren.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Craig.
Happy birthday.
I'll get him a sandwich for his birthday.
There you go.
There we go.
Gluten-free, I guess.
Yes.
Los Angeles Superior Court judge is indicating that he plans to toss diet guru Richard Simmons pending defamation lawsuit against the National Enquirer. This is according to a report from Variety. Richard Simmons filed suit.
I thought they did lie about him, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
But he's not going to win it?
No.
How come? What was the reason?
Well, the judge said in a preliminary ruling, it's not the official ruling, the judge said, this is how I'm probably going to go on this whole deal. He said that being misidentified as transgender does not rise to the standard of defamation.
He threw Puss's suit out, too, by the way.
Yeah. Which is defined by exposing someone. The standard of...
They found that he wasn't misidentified.
Right.
Sorry, he's flipping me off.
Really is a hermaphrodite. Right.
You had producer's hermaphrodite, you know that?
Toss Richard Simmons. That's what he said.
I heard that.
I did, too. Yeah. I was like, man, I'll tell you what. In the old days, these guys wouldn't let that one go.
And Dan, yes, I'd do that just for the bit.
Yeah. Toss Richard Simmons.
Sure.
Oh, Jesus. All right. The salad?
Oh, boy.
I hope he showered first.
Rip off those candy striped shorts and go to town.
Sweating to the oldies.
Have a little story for you.
You'd have a great story for you. It would be a story I wouldn't want to hear about, though. I don't want to hear that.
Nobody would want to hear about that.
Tell Warren that story. Tell Cummins that story. You might like to hear that.
So he says that being misidentified as transgender does not rise to the standard of defamation. Defamation is defined by exposing someone to hatred, contempt, ridicule, or abuse, and misidentifying someone as transgender does not rise to that.
In certain states it does, because people hate people.
That's what Richard Simmons is saying. Yeah, his side is saying.
People are kind of horrible about that to some people.
Sick of these activist judges.
Right.
The judge said the characteristic may be held in contempt by a portion of the population, but the court will not validate those prejudices by legally recognizing them. Now, Richard Simmons' lawyer says transgenders can't join the Air Force. They can't go to the bathroom. It's ridiculous to say there's not significant scorn and ridicule in the United States.
Yeah, right. He wants some money, obviously. Right.
Well, he doesn't want to be identified as transgender either.
Because he's not.
Because he's not.
Right. Yeah. What's our favorite Richard Simmons story? You always liked that when he was on Letterman all the time. After he'd leave, Letterman would say how his wife puts up with him.
Letterman always said, I don't know how his wife puts up with
him. I love that bit.
Every time, it was funny.
So I'm surprised he cares about like how people identify him right now. I mean, he's such a recluse.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
What career is he worrying about right now?
Yeah, I
don't
either.
He just kind of was off the grid doing his whatever he wants to jazzercise or whatever he's up to.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I want to go to the biker bar where everybody's telling stories, like you know, sex stories. All these biker guys are telling stories, and then Todd kind of sits back and he goes, "Yeah, I tossed Richard Simmons."
Because that's where I would go to tell that story.
You'd be sitting in a dark corner for that, too. And it's you don't see him. You know, you just hear a voice in the darkness. I tossed Richard Simmons. He gets quiet. What?
You would shake those guys
There's
to their core,
man.
Yeah.
just hear the squeak of stools as people are turning to face him.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be better than knocking all their bikes over.
Oh, yeah.
More than 60,000 people have to evacuate from the center of Frankfurt, Germany.
It'd be the parting of the Red Sea as I left that bar.
I think so.
And I'll just get out of the way.
How does 60,000?
At first, I thought you were referring to tossing the salad when you said parting of the Red Sea. I was like, whoa.
Oh, the Red Sea.
How descriptive is this going to get?
Yeah.
The parting of the Red Salad.
Or the sea of your choice.
Sorry. You got a little throw up in your mouth there?
Did he say what I thought he said?
That's what the bikers are saying.
I don't know if I heard him right, but
this is why you don't get two headliners in the room at the same time a lot.
You mean you tossed him out of your bar, right?
Nope. It's salad.
I need you to tell me that's what you meant. I need you to look me in the eye. I gotta sleep at night.
More than 60,000 people have to evacuate from the center of Frankfurt, Germany, after a massive World War II bomb was found under the city.
It's amazing they still find these things.
Was found on a construction site near a university compound. There is currently no danger to the public, but the area will be evacuated as a precaution Sunday morning as police defuse the bomb.
Oh, so it is loaded still.
Yeah.
Man.
And 70 years old, and it could still blow up.
Apparently so.
Hasn't lost any of its punch.
It may have lost some of it, but, if something's blowing up, just because it's not blowing up as much as it used to doesn't mean it's still not hurting you.
Right.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of people talk about how it blew up a little.
Yeah.
You know? It either blew up or it didn't. Exactly.
Just the tip went off.
Yeah. Yeah. It blew up a little.
That's what Simmons said.
Kanye West having a legal battle.
God.
With his insurance company. He sued Lloyd's of London for $10 million, saying that they are not paying claims after he canceled his tour due to mental health.
Oh, because, oh. Well, he couldn't prove that, could he?
He didn't.
Yeah, obviously.
The insurance company right. Now countersuing, saying that Kanye was not cooperating and providing information as they investigated pre-existing psychological conditions, alcohol consumption, illegal drug use.
So, what's the big uproar about his wife and the Jackie O photos?
What's the trouble with that?
Well, a lot of people dress as in historical figures, models, and I don't like her so much.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I didn't read into it. She's posing like Jackie O with her baby on her lap.
Yeah.
And I just read the uproar, and I'm thinking, I've seen a lot of people dress in famous photos as old school famous people.
Yeah.
So why are they mad at her?
Okay.
Tell me why. I don't know.
Okay. I saw that very same thing you did.
Yeah.
All right. And I didn't care and didn't click it.
So we still don't know.
I don't know.
Because I'm thinking, I know it's easy to hate on her, and I don't really like her so much.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking,
I've got no idea.
I know. I don't know what the story is. Anybody know why they're mad at her?
I saw the story.
I saw the picture as well. But like Glam, all these Vogue will do magazine covers where they take old school photos and new actresses do those photos.
Yeah,
I've seen it a ton of times.
I still think it's stupid.
Still think it's stupid, but I understand. You know, that's not our. We're not the market, obviously.
No, they're running out of things to do and photograph. So they.
But
take
I don't know
new
why
Hollywood make them old Hollywood old.
Yeah,
icons.
But they've been around for years, and none of us clicked on the story, so we don't know.
I think what she's going to do is make a push.
I'm skimming it right now. Right. Basically, they're just mad because she's not as classy as Jackie O.
Well, nobody was as classy. So like, what?
Yeah. Oh. She's just, Jackie O is so iconic.
She is iconic. But a lot of those actors, a lot of those photos have been iconic. Now,
that's why you duplicate the photo.
Right. Because somebody's iconic.
Yeah.
And the person posing him is not as iconic usually because they're not as famous.
Yeah, basically, it's she's not worthy.
I wonder how many of Kim Kardashian's fans actually know what the O in Jackie O even stands for.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You're right.
They're probably like, Jackie who?
Well, they probably don't know. She probably didn't know that she was even the Kennedy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. What show does she have on MTV? When's she going to be on E?
It ain't like she put on the Jackie O wig and you know, banged Kanye on film or something like that,
right.
Which I'm sure he'd want.
Professors are going to study the Kardashians like 100 years from now.
I know.
Yeah.
And be like, just this
like,
amazing.
Huh?
This amazing example of, like, with no discernible talent.
None.
Just capture so much, you know, of the public's imagination.
I'd read they were going to make a fake Time magazine cover out of it and just hang it up in the house.
Oh, no, that'd be, that's what our president does.
Yeah,
or
the cover of Time magazine right there.
That's what our president does, so.
Me and Cummins took that picture of that family in the front yard with the pitchfork.
Oh, yeah. You did that.
Oh, the American Gotham.
Nobody seemed to care at all.
Not at all. It was just kind of creepy.
That was before we got into comedy. That was
that's right. Yeah.
Cummins and Warren family photos. And
yeah.
Give it a run. Give it a run.
We were
photographers. So, Greg, that's a rarity. Usually I'll ask a question, and you've actually clicked on it.
You were so bored.
I was bored, so I didn't click.
I felt bad because I think I think he sincerely thought you were going to help him out.
I did.
I think gave him the old bait and switch.
He did. He sucked me in.
He duped you, and you know,
he sucked me
I
in.
Was leaning in myself. I was like, oh, we're going to finally find out about this.
I know nobody cared, but
finally somebody cares about Kim Kardashian.
No, I didn't care.
Pulled the carpet out from both of us.
All right. Speaking of sucking us in. A porn star has reacted to the Royals coach, right? The Royals coach, the Royals general manager, right?
General manager.
All of a sudden, somebody gets busted for DUI. He says, my players have to watch themselves with drugs, alcohol, and porn, by the way.
Right.
Which was weird.
Kansas City Royals general manager Dayton Moore talking about educating players on the pitfalls of drug, alcohol, and pornography.
But he said that after the fact, a guy got busted.
We've done a lot of.
You have his audio?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's hear that first.
We've done a lot of leadership stuff with our players, not only with drugs and alcohol. We talk about pornography and the effects of what that does to the minds of players and the distractions and how that leads to abuse of abuse of women, how it impacts relationships. And we talk about a lot of things.
I thought watching a few minutes of porn got rid of distractions and kind of refocused you.
Well, you'll hear that from a porn star here in a second.
Yes, this is Kendra Lust.
Of course it is.
Her given name.
Right.
And she is a porn actress, and she says she's sick and tired of people blaming adult videos for their damn problems.
Porn helps keeps people's relationships healthy. You know, it helps keep them safe from maybe going out and you know, being unfaithful to their spouse. And for me personally, it's helped my life a lot. I don't see the correlation. I don't know how people can say that. It's frustrating to me. Like it's a scapegoat. You want to place blame on something. And, you know, instead of looking in the mirror and saying, hey, you know, I was wrong. I should have done what I did.
Yeah.
Did you Google her, Todd? What she look like? I know. Right now you're on that. I can tell. I cannot see your computer, but Todd has. He's got the quickest porn fingers. He can Google a porn actress quicker than you can say her name.
Todd Porn Fingers Brand. Right.
I know what he's doing over there.
Right. A full figured girl.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she?
Okay.
She's got talents.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say full figure. When you say full figure, you mean fat. She ain't fat.
No, she's just curvy.
In this video, she likes black guys. Yeah. In that video. She's pleasing right now.
Yep. She does good work. She's very, very accommodating.
I get that argument about, keeping relationships, but, you know, keeping you from making bad choices. I mean, if I didn't have that old video of me and Richard Simmons, I don't know what I'd be doing out there.
I like
probably.
That.
Yeah.
I'd be puking.
You'd be
first
tearing
of all.
It up, to be honest.
So you guys are on the road without your wife, right, all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you enjoyed, you have to do something.
She doesn't care that I do.
I know, because you're not cheating on her, so you got to take care of yourself. You need some porn, right?
Yeah, well, and I worked at Playboy for a while. So
that's right, you did.
So it's like she doesn't. We're very. I mean, I don't have any moral qualms with it. We'll watch it together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like in the context, we're not like sitting there having popcorn. We're like, well, that's a good flick.
No.
But, you know,
no. It's in the context. You have turn it on before you have sex. I get that.
Yeah.
Or you use it for a reason. You're not around your wife or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I think some people do take it too far.
Oh, I'm sure they do. But this guy just got weird.
I wish he would have gotten more descriptive. Like clearly about himself. It's like, you know, we're trying to keep the players away from alcohol and you know, bad decisions and, you know, pornography, various kinds. Mostly like a 19 with. braces and lingerie, because that's, you know, you get you into a wormhole.
Babysitter porn, that never happens.
You know what I mean? Sure. I mean,
it never happens. You ever come
home
with your
wife? I mean, that stepdad thing will really throw you off your game. Yeah, really,
you got the stepmom banging the stepson. And, you know, we just can't have it.
I want the players to stay focused. They're going to get into porn. Probably Vivid. They put out the best quality. You know,
that's what I'm thinking.
Pornhub is where a lot of guys tend to go. You get sucked into a wormhole. I mean, I'm just trying to.
Yeah, that would have been great. That would have been great if he does all that stuff.
I don't want my players 3 a.m. Yeah. You know, there's some anal things they're looking at, yeah. And, you know, for a couple hours. And that's, we're just trying to avoid.
He goes in the Jack Black here.
Where are you from? Yeah. Huh? You from Hustler? No. X-Tube? Is that it? No. Red Tube? No. Bang Bus? No. Big Boob Alert? Nope. Massage Creep?
No, we're not from Massage Creep.
You from Beaver Bong?
Tug Jobs.
Franny Surprise?
Netflix?
No, ma'am.
Reality Kings?
No.
Naughty America?
Girl Angels? Asian Angels?
Seduced by a Cougar?
Not us.
Submit Your Bitch?
No, sir.
Wank Spider?
No.
What is that from? Is that from a movie? I don't know.
Yeah, it's from a movie.
Sex tape.
Oh, but I never saw that. Yes. I never saw that. That's funny.
You probably haven't heard this yet. What do you
know why? Because you're just watching all kinds of porn.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't have time to watch real movies.
I'm trying to watch people talk about porn. Life, movie, hun.
That's what Craig's into. What are you into, Craig?
Japanese, Indian, mom, homemade, hot mom, celebrity, Korean. I can't even pronounce that word. 18-year-old, big ass, public, Asian, Japanese adult, beach, teen, wife. Mature, MILF, German, casting, Arabian, amateur, rough, orgasm, HD, massage, African, Thai, money, student, cartoon, blah, blah, girlfriend, Indonesian, she-male, Chinese, lesbian, caught.
Greedy.
The best part about this is, that's obviously, I have that on the system from Craig saying that years ago. And as I'm playing that, both Warren and Cummins are looking right at Craig, and he's not saying anything. His mouth is shut, thinking, how's he saying that?
And obviously editing on the fly. You're going, oh, can't say that.
No, man. I know. Yeah. Yeah, the word money. The word money. That he says everything else, we don't say the word money.
That is a professional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Broadcaster right there.
That's what the Royals.
I thought it was weird that they had to clarify adult after Japanese.
Yeah. The Royals announcer should have went in the Craig's list. The Royals GM should have went into your list.
Yeah, he should have.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.